Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
State tonight, intent on restoring the momentum necessary for a strong finish to their season, a finish that will hopefully hold a playoff spot. With 15 games left to play, the Hawks need to get started, and soon. Eric Robinson, left circle, put it in front of the Hawk net. Zach Dolphy is there to fire. That's turned out of there by Kevin Lankinen, and then a shot from the left point. They score. Not sure which one of the Blue Jackets defensemen got this away. I think it was Michael Delzato, and the Columbus Blue Jackets take a 1-0 lead. Now another goal by the Columbus Blue Jackets. Roslovic firing from the right wing corner, and this is deflected past Kevin Lankinen by Cam Atkinson. Atkinson has been around the Hawks net quite a bit. He deflects this one home, and the Blue Jackets take a 2-0 lead. Now 20 seconds left on the Hawk power play. In the near corner Hawk zone, Grigorenko squeezes Pew Suter off the puck. Kane came along and grabs the puck. Carries through center ice. Give it in over the jacket line. Here's Strom flipping it over top of the left circle. Boquist fires. That's wide. DeHaan now over to the break, and he fires. He scores from the left circle. That's his money spot. The Cat registers another power play goal. It's his 21st overall in the season. And the Hawks are on the board, trailing 2-1 with 9:47 left in period number one.
Gets kicked out, no big deal. Soderberg comes in
and wins the draw cleanly to DeHaan. Put it to the high slot. Kalinuk will fire. It's blocked. Moose puck in front. Soderberg turns and fires. He scores! Carl Soderberg doing what he does best. Going to the top of the crease looking for loose pucks, and he found one there and slaps it past Merz Likens. And with 2:58 left in the first period, we're tied at 2 in Columbus. Hagel winds it back to the left point. There to get it to DeHaan. Spins the puck behind the net. Can't put it around Kalinuk. A shot from the right point. Merz Likens fell on it, but it's pushed over the line by Hagel. They score! And Brandon Hagel, I believe, is going to get credit for this goal. Or it's possible this could be Wyatt Kalinuk's first National Hockey League goal, and I think that's what it is.
Kalinuk is leading the parade to the bench, and that's usually an indication of who scores the goal.
Here's a shot from Strom. They score! Dylan Strom off of a sweet setup. Strom took a pass from Kirby Dock that originated from the high slot. Strom was backing into the right circle, and he pumps it past Merz Likens. It's 4-2 Hawks with 3:20 left in period two. Liney now left corner. Winds it behind the Hawk net around to the right wing corner. Domi sent it across. Liney left circle. Shoots and scores. With the Blue Jackets net empty at the far end, Patrick Liney snaps it home. And with 49 seconds left in the third, the Hawks had better tighten things up. They now lead 4-3. Bjorkstrand near corner, Columbus zone, a desperation pass up the left wing to Liney. He sent it into the Hawk zone, and a diving play there made by Murphy knocks it to center ice, and the horn sounds, and the Blackhawks hang on for a 4-3 win over the Columbus Blue Jackets. And with the win, the Blackhawks now get the 2 points back that they lost to the Dallas Stars, who won this afternoon and climbed to within one. That gap is now 3 points again, and right now the Blackhawks are 2 points back of the Nashville Predators,